You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Right now, it's trending report time. We'll talk just briefly, because we already did a lot, about the Nuggets and the buzzer beater. If you went to bed last night and you're like, oh, they're going to lose this one. Ugh. I mean, they were down by 20 in the second half. I mean, generally, that in the NBA, that means you're probably
you're toast.
Yeah, no. Not our Nuggets, though.
Storm back a buzzer beater, literally, at the buzzer. Jamal Murray's shot gives the Nuggets another win. They're up 2-0 over the... Look at this. The Lakers have not beaten the Nuggets in almost 500 days.
Okay.
This is now 10 games in a row that the Nuggets have beaten the Lakers. Regular season, postseason, the Lakers, we're in their heads now.
I like all the news conference afterwards with LeBron James just pouting, blaming it on the officiating and everything. Like, dude.
Oh, did he?
Uh-huh, he was. He's blaming it on the officials.
On. Like, LeBron James doesn't get all of these gift calls by the officials every game.
Yeah.
He can shut up with that.
I'm pouty.
They used to refer to it as the Jordan rules because Michael Jordan allegedly got all the breaks. LeBron gets so many phantom calls. As one of my buddies I saw, Dave Platty, he's the dude from CU. Great guy. And he posted something like, if you just blink at LeBron James, you get called for a foul. No. So he just needs to, LeBron needs to shut up with that.
Simmer down.
Anyway, what's really funny is we were talking about how the crowd went crazy, and I want to do a shout out to listener Julie. She sent in a note about that, and she goes, there's even a technical term for it, and I'd not heard of this before. It's called collective effervescence, and it's essentially when everyone in a crowd has a shared, like, joyous moment. Mm-hmm. I looked it up online. It says, it's the feeling of energy and harmony when people are engaged in a shared purpose. It can manifest, for instance, when you're in a stadium that erupts in simultaneous applause when a musician returns for an encore. And that's what it was like with the crowd last night. It was collective effervescence.
Sure was.
I had not heard that term, so Julie, thank you for that. Cool. Other people wrote in, like Nikki wrote in, said, can you send the same vibes for the Avs tonight? We will do our best. Game 2 for the Avs tonight up in Canada. Tip off. The puck drops at 7:30. Maybe that could be something a little different. Maybe they could throw the puck up in the air.
And go.
They'll take on Winnipeg, try to even that series up. That series will shift to Ball Arena on Friday night. Multiple people writing in asking if we'll have tickets. Jeremy and I have put in the request. That's all I
will
say.
Yeah, we can say
And the Rockies lost again. And the Broncos said, don't forget about us. We have new uniforms.
Yeah, so that was, the Nuggets happened last night, that was like the biggest thing in town yesterday. People, you know, they're out interviewing people about the new uniforms, and there was a big release thing at the store down there at Mile High. And I mean, I saw them, and I'm like, I'm underwhelmed.
Yeah, meh.
They're meh, and that's the consensus among everyone. They say they're mid or boring.
Yeah, it's just like, okay, yeah.
And they look like the Chargers uniforms, honestly.
But it's just, in a way, it's kind of sad because the Broncos have been struggling for almost a decade now. And, you know, now they're like, while the Nuggets and the Avs are in the postseason, the Broncos are like, don't forget about us.
I will say it's the first major uniform refresh since 97. So, I mean, it's been a long time.
Yeah.
They were
due. We waited 27 years for these.
That's what we waited for. The best part was the release video. I mean, it was a really well-done release video. With multiple Ford Broncos in it, which kind of got me all giddy. But the video was fun.
Listen, if you live in Jefferson County, like Jeremy,
and
you thought your property taxes were already high, well, check this out. There are about 6,500 households that are going to be getting notices that the county made a mistake, and these people actually owe more on their taxes.
Womp womp.
The mistake happened because someone in the budget and finance department didn't see an email. That's the explanation they're giving. Somebody missed an email. And so special taxing districts were left off the original tax bills. Jeffco is apologizing for any confusion.
Whoopsie! They called it like a comedy of errors or something. I was like, what's the comedy behind this? Because, we got our little notice for the tax increase, and I was expecting a bigger one, and I got it. I was like, oh, well, that's not too bad.
Yeah,
you know,
well,
now I know why.
You'll be getting another
taxes.
One. Well, it's only 6,500 households, so maybe yours won't be one of them.
Maybe, we'll see.
When you go on vacation, do you sit there and soak it all in, and are you present during it, or are you busy, like the survey says, you're sitting there dreaming about your next vacation? I gotta admit, I have done that, and I will tell you that I think it's because usually when you go on vacation, if you're having such a great time, you immediately start thinking, oh, I got to do this more often. Where will our next vacation be? So I think it's just human nature. It's natural. Speaking of vacations, if you are part of the CLEAR program at airports, you know, you can get the TSA pre-check, and then there's another one called CLEAR, which will, you know, get you to the front of the line, apparently. California is talking about banning it because they say it's just allowing rich people to cut in line. So, I guess it is.
Okay.
Sort of.
Mean old rich people.
Rich people get to cut in
You're
line.
The worst.
I mean, TSA pre-check costs you money, too, just not as much.
Huh.
Anyway, so if you're a CLEAR member, that could be changing. Five things in your house you can sell for parts. That's the headline of the story. So if you do want to go on vacation, you're like, I don't have enough money. Well, apparently there's stuff lying around your house that you can sell the parts, like the guts of them, and make some money. Old computers, they say, no matter how old they are, they could have some stuff inside that you could still get a few bucks for. This one stood out to me, board games.
Yeah, people looking for pieces.
Yeah, game pieces and parts of board games. Nobody better touch my race car for Monopoly. That's all I got to say. And how about this? Like, your son has Legos, right?
Yeah.
Lego pieces. Apparently, there's a whole website. It's called BrickLink, and it's where people go on and they buy and sell Lego bricks. And you know, with as expensive as those Legos are when you buy them new, I'll bet these sites do a thriving business.
Yeah, if you're missing a part for your Millennium Falcon.
Yeah, you just gotta... Or if you're an adult who, you know, needs a few extra bucks for something, or needs a life. You sneak into your kid's room when they're, like, away at school, and you grab some of their Lego pieces, you go... We might have some kids listening to this right now, and their mouth has probably fallen open. What? Have you done that, Mom?
Daddy,
Mom?
No, Daddy!
It's funny. What else is trending?
All right, here's the most ridiculous thing you're going to find trending today. The new craze of washing your cheese. If you've ever noticed when you buy shredded cheese that it's kind of covered in different... it's not different, but it's covered in powder. But companies use different things as far as that powder goes, like from potato starch to corn starch to refined wood pulp, actually. So I guess the latest trend now is to throw all that into a colander before you start using it and wash it.
Give it a little rinse.
Somebody's gone viral online with it. And of course, you know, after they wash it off, you get kind of the cloudy water underneath, which kind of adds to the like, oh my God, what am I consuming? This does look horrible. But it's ridiculous. It's
I think
silly.
It's much
you
ado
don't
about
need
nothing,
to wash your
it?
Cheese for any reason at all. It's so it doesn't all stick together, right? You want that. You want that stuff in your cheese. You don't want it
and
all clumpy.
And I like what the story pointed out, that if you're going to do this, if you're going to fall victim to the TikTok videos, which you don't need to, they say don't wash it and then put it back in the fridge. Whatever you wash, use, because if you put it back in the fridge, because you've washed it like that, it'll grow mold faster.
Don't do that. You need that anti-caking agent. In there.
Or you can just do what Gretsch does. She just buys blocks of cheese and shreds her own.
Shred away, yeah, and get the big ones from Costco.
She never buys shredded cheese, yeah. It's cheaper.
Yeah, it is a cheaper way to do it. All right, so there's been a lot of talk about Jennifer Lopez lately and her career, her concert series that's going on. Like, she's not selling tickets at all, and her new album is kind of tanked. And they're thinking it's because she's got resting grump face, let's call it. Well, first of all, she said some bad things about J-Lo, or Shakira, I guess, during the halftime show when Shakira was on there. So people were like, oh, you're not very likable. But then when you see pictures with her and Ben Affleck, generally she's got like this really grumpy face. You see it when they're in the car together or they're, you know, little curbside arguments.
They kind of both do, don't they?
They both do, but, like, she just looks grumpy and miserable and mad. And they're essentially saying, we don't want J-Lo to be a normal person in a relationship that she's not happy. We want her to be J-Lo, where everything's great and magical, and I'm a big-time artist. So they're basically saying that the resting B face is kind of affecting her career right now. So I guess that could go for anyone in any industry, honestly. Like, put a little bit of a smile on your face at work, or people might
fake it,
want
right?
to be around you, you know?
Just fake it.
I do. I fake it every day. Hey, my suspicions are correct. I was talking about when Taylor Swift's new album dropped that, man, she's got a potty mouth. There's a lot of cussing going on. We couldn't play a few of her songs that morning because there's so much cussing. So they analyzed her albums, and they say that she's swearing more and more and more with each album. She hardly swore in her first albums, but now she's dropped the F-bomb over 20 times in the tortured poets departments. So she's just getting it out, I guess. Let's see, the Midnights, well, actually, they said 40 times on Midnights. Oh, check that. Back it up. 20 times previous to Tortured Poets, 40 times on Midnights, 60 times in the new one. Holy crap. She's so edgy.
Now it's just become gratuitous. She doesn't need that.
Some of them, it sounds good when she does it. You're kind of like, whoa.
60 times.
It needed it.
Nah.
So Post Malone has kind of stepped in it too, I guess, because he has now collaborated with Tay-Tay and Beyonce. And after he did the song with Beyonce called Levi's Jeans, he just posted, I love you, Beyonce, on his Instagram.
Okay.
But when he teamed up for Fortnite with Tay-Tay, he went on and gushed. Talking about it's a once-in-a-lifetime event to work with somebody like Taylor. I'm floored by your heart, your mind. I'm beyond honored that I've been asked to help you with your journey.
My God.
I love you so much. Thank you, Tay-Tay.
Somebody like, get gushing. A towel for Post Malone to clean off his nose.
So now all of Beyonce's followers are like, screw you, Post Malone. Can't go on and gush so much about Tay-Tay. Let's see, on the heels of your vacation story, Dom, we can talk about just moving, I guess, moving somewhere different. A full third of Americans say that they actually wouldn't mind just living in a van down by the river, just like Chris Farley's old sketch. They asked some 30,000 people, and they say, would you ever consider the van life? And I think like 40% of them said, yeah, I would totally do that. And I get it. I would.
This is one of those things that people say that, and then they're in there for like a day and a half.
Maybe.
And like, wait a minute.
Maybe. If I was a young 20-something with no responsibilities, I follow a few of these van life people on Instagram. I mean, granted, they make it look, you know, extraordinary, but I would have loved to have traveled the country in a van and Canada. They make it look so nice. But I will say, as you get older, you kind of think about, like, you don't want the mansion on the hill anymore. Like,
would
be fine with a little tiny house somewhere. Mm-hmm. Just me and Nick Nack, you know? The kids are moved out doing fine, and I just want a little...
another 10 years?
Probably. 12? I can't... 12? I just had this conversation with my mom a couple days ago. I was like, I can't wait to downsize. I just can't wait.
You'll be approaching 60 when all this happens,
perfect.
So it'll be the time.
I want minimal stuff around me, man.
Clickbait.
Make your way to our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. You guys got to watch this footage. It's nuts. It's a 71-year-old guy who crashed his SUV in Minnesota, and his driver's side doors were pinned by a guardrail, and he couldn't get out. And then the car caught on fire.
Duh.
And the bystanders that came and rescued him got him out just before the car like started exploding. The most intense thing you're going to watch this morning. And yes, there is no sound to it, so don't try to turn your speakers up.
Might even make it more dramatic.
It's more dramatic watching it with no sound.
Huh.
And at points, like, something blows up underneath the car and people get thrown backwards. And it is worth a watch today. Find it on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
Get her done.
It's not a movie, people. It's real life.
Yeah, scary.